every Shi'i in Iran, Iran has 100 million person. By the way, 40 million Muslims are Sunni in Iran. There is 40 million Sunni in Iran. That's not true that Iran, the majority or all of them Shia. There is 40 million Muslim Sunni. And by the way, the only country after al-Fatican, the only city after Fatican doesn't have Sunni masjid is Tehran. It's the only country, the only city in the whole earth after Fatican, Muslim Sunni not allowed to have masjid in it, Tehran. Fatican, not allowed to have a masjid there. Then Tehran, you cannot open masjid there for Sunnah. Vatican. The Vatican in Rome. Then you have also, يعني أهل السنة, how much they've been killed when Khomeini took over this country. Then after that you see some of the Muslims, leaders, I mean leaders of Sahwa, of Da'wah, they said he remind us Umar ibn al-Khattab. And some, يعني كما يسمون بعضهم شاعر الصحوة, he said in his, in al-Khomeini, مرحبا بالخميني زعيما وإمام, إماما قد هدى الظلام, أو الشركة والظلام. It is very shame that people, they don't realize the fact what is Shia is. But going back, is that means every single individual Shi'i is Muslim, is Kafir? We don't judge individually. Individual cases talk will be deal with it as individual. Like if you see somebody said, I am Muslim, we accept from him his Islam. We deal with him as a Muslim. If he shows any one of these belief, we deal with him as murtad, kafir. But what the general rules is, they are not Muslims. Therefore, is not we don't believe that it's allowed for us to eat from their dhabiha. Even we eat from the Jewish and the Christian, but we cannot eat from them. To marry their woman. Unless she, particularly, individually said, I am Muslim, I don't believe in this. In this case, she is not with them. Even if she said Shi'i, but I don't believe in this and this and that. So there is a difference between the individual's rules and the rule in general على الفرقة. فالحكم على الأعيان خلاف الحكم على الإجمال. فعلى الأعيان يستفصل وعلى الجملة فالحكم فيهم ما قد سبق. Anyway, يعني I hope these words, even though some of you said why we go over all these details and we couldn't go over another sect, but I said that before for certain reasons. One, or for several reasons. One, because, inshallah, this material is recorded and it can be useful for so many different communities. So this is one of the reasons. Second is also that I would like to cover the whole subject totally. Third reason, the other sects, which is, I believe, it's also very important to cover, which is Al-Asha'ira, which is today also very famous sect in our time. And so sorry to say, Asha'ira these days, يعني they, for so many reasons, they were capable or able to take over most of our Muslims and institute today, or universities, adopt the belief of Asha'ira in so many different countries. They are very powerful. And they could, for certain reasons, historical point of view, politics point of view, they've been supported. And they've been given the chance to do that. Also the Sufism, which is another sect, also have very large number of followers in Muslims world. And one of the reasons for these two sects to spread among the Muslims that much, then that in recent days, in Asr al-Hadith, these two sects and somehow been supported by some of them, especially Sufism, by the enemy of Islam, like England, supported a lot of Muslim countries in the time of occupation. Also, the Sufism and Asha'ira, it used to be a belief of certain individuals who are well known in the Muslims world as da'iyas and have a lot of activity in the Muslims world. And also there's a lot of them were scholars who had a good books, been authored, served the Islam, but they were lacking in this area. So the Muslims to be
just, he has to know what's the truth and what is the false. The falsehood to be rejected and the truth to be taken. And as we always say, يقبل الحق ويرد الباطل. يقبل الحق ويرد الباطل. We accept what is right, what is truth, what is go with the Kitab al-Sunnah, موافق الكتاب والسنة, and whatever against the Kitab al-Sunnah, it cannot be accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
Huda Recording presents Question and Answer Session by Sheikh Walid al-Basyuni.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد.
If the Shia curse all Sahaba and many others, what is so special about Ali for them? Because he is a companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام. Ali is the first Imam. And this is the problem. We start from here. They believe Ali, he's the one who was supposed to be the Imam after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, they had a trick and they deceived Ali radiallahu anhu and Ali al-Bayt, and they took the Khilafah from Ali. This is what they believe.
Was the name given by the Shias to Imam al-Mahdi ever prophesied by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Will Mahdi fight against the then rulers to gain power? If so, how do we understand that in terms of the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding fighting rulers?
Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his name will be Muhammad, the al-Mahdi. Ismuhu ala ismi wa ismu abihi ala ismu abi. But his father will be Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and he is from Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhu. Yani his lineage will go all the way, his great grandfather's parents, I mean, Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhum. And when he comes, this is another rules. Mahdi, when he comes, he will be the Imam, the Khalifa, and Muslims will give him bay'ah in Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the enemy or the army who will try to fight him.
The proof which is used to fight against transgressed ruler is the incidence of Abdullah ibn Zubayr fighting Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. So some say if there was difference between among the Sahaba of the Salaf to fight against the ruler. Hence, any student of knowledge who is upon the path of rebuking rulers publicly or arranging pseudo or clear movement against rulers are still on the right path and upon the manhaj of Salaf. Please shed some light on this.
Alhamdulillah. قال النبي قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله كل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاء. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said all the son of Adam does mistakes. And this is include even some of the Sahaba, or some of great scholars like or Tabi'in, like Ibn Zubayr and Sa'id ibn Jubayr and others. We have a rule in Islam. When we have a statement from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a statement or action from somebody from the Sahaba or the Tabi'in, and this is against what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which one we should take? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt, clear. In Nabi Sallam's position in this matter very clear. So we don't leave what the Prophet Sallam said for somebody did something or say a statement. And as I told you yesterday, Ibn Zubayr, he didn't go against Bani Umayyah. The other way around. Ibn Zubayr, he was the Khalifa. Ibn Zubayr was the Khalifa in Iraq, in Sham, in Iraq, in Hijaz, in Yemen, Arab Peninsula. He was the Khalifa in Egypt. Even they give him bay'ah in Palestine. Only Damascus. And there is narration somebody also give him bay'ah in Damascus. And Bani Umayyah only in Damascus. And some part of Sham. So it's the other way around. يعني, this is one. Two, يقول الحافظ بن حجر كلمة يقول في ترجمة الحسن أحد الرواة يقول وكان الخروج مذهب للسلف قديم أجمعوا على خلافه بعد ذلك. الحافظ حجر said some opinions in the old days among some of the Salaf, they go against the rulers, fighting it. But this opinion disappeared and there is ijma' agreeable from all scholars after that, they will not accept that. But we don't need this. Because the Nabi Sallallahu said that very clearly, and you can go back to Sahih Muslims, chapter of Imara, there is a lot of hadith related to this.
We are talking about other people and looking down upon them. Since this same talk given in front of them would not be liked by them, is it considered slandering or backbiting?
Good question. This is not a slandering or backbiting. This is to educate yourself about these sects. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam educated us about them. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us from them. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned their names. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us their signs. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. To know what is the way of the mujrimeen. What's the way of these deviant sects? We should know it. So we don't follow it. We don't accept it. And as I told you, the Shia today is very active. They reach everybody. And everybody knows what's Shia. And I'm sure most of you were not expecting to hear what they hear today. To that extent, at least, to have this certain in their hearts what they are exactly, their beliefs. Regardless, this individual Shi'i, you know. Talking about a belief itself. And therefore, we're talking about them. And the Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, was asked, persons pray and fast, better or somebody educated the Muslims about the deviant sects? He said, no doubt, educating Muslims about the deviant sect is better than you pray and fast, because this is for yourself and the other to protect the religion, to protect the Sharia. Yeah, Jazakallah khair. Praying, fasting, it means voluntarily prayer, voluntarily fasting.
Please tell us some positive things about Shia instead of emphasizing on their negative qualities, because talking about their negative qualities only creates disunity in Muslims, and Islam teaches everyone, no matter what sect, to come together as brothers and be united.
Wallahi, the only thing I'll tell you, listen to my tips again.